Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
And welcome to Inside the Episode. Today, David and I go into episode 77, Change Fast or Else. We are here with David and we are going in deeper into the episode, Change Fast or Else. So David, I've got a few questions that I jotted down while you were going through that. So let's just go ahead and rip through that list, shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay, so the first thing that jumped out to me was obviously this episode is all around the leveraging the power of internet and social media in a world that's crowded with noise. The one piece that really stood out to me a lot at the beginning was you talked about, even though those tools are at our fingertips, there is still an opportunity for face-to-face sales to happen. So how does face-to-face fit into the modern internet and where the internet is going?
Because the internet's getting crowded. It's getting extraordinarily crowded. So we went from 10 years ago, I used to tell people at live events, I was like, look, the day is going to come when you're, because I would be speaking at like marketing events, right? And what I noticed at marketing events were that people didn't want to sell. They wanted to market. They could stay hidden behind their computer. It's like, oh, they figured out a way to stay fucking hidden behind the computer and make sales. And some people actually did really well. Like I knew people that made $50 million or so, doing their stuff. But I also saw them then selling that idea to people that were, you know, kind of like new business owners, solopreneur type individuals who had not actually done their own personal work to get out there in the world. So they were like, oh, I could hide behind marketing. If I could just learn long page, short page, marketing, funnels, you know, all that kind of stuff, I can hide. And I said, here's the problem that you're going to run into. Marketing is cyclical, like it's consistently changing. When this changes and you don't know how to do it, how are you going to run your business? Because you need to be able to go out there and make sales. You need to be able to build relationships. You need to be able to have a phone conversation. You need to have, you know, they used to call it belly-to-belly selling, you know. But face-to-face, you need to be able to go out there and do that. And if you avoid learning that skill set, and it's not a difficult skill set to learn, you just have to be willing to move through the vulnerability of being rejected, which is something that we teach people to do all the time. It's really not that hard, but I get that, you know, the fear. The benefit of it is this, that when technology changes, and if you're stuck in either not understanding or trying to keep up with the technology, adapting to the technology, or maybe your business for whatever reason gets crushed by the technology, you'll be able to keep your head above water in business if you know, even if you have to go knock door to door. But here's the other problem, T. I know people that they wouldn't go knock door to door. I went and I knocked door to door when I couldn't find, like if I didn't have a list of people when I first started my business, I would literally go into cities. I would take out a telephone book. I would write down companies that had sales teams, and I would go literally walk in their office and ask to speak to the manager, to the sales manager. I wouldn't have an appointment, right? I would not ask permission to do that. I wouldn't make a phone call ahead of time and tell them I was coming. I would ask to see the sales, say that I would ask to see the sales manager. And sometimes they would say, no, you need to set an appointment. Sometimes the sales manager would come out and talk to me. And if I could get a conversation going with them, it would lead to a future appointment. Sometimes it would lead to an appointment right on the spot. But ultimately, it would lead to sales. So I am willing to go out and do whatever it takes to make sales. If something happens that I don't understand or I get like totally crushed in the cyberspace out there and I'm not able to leverage that to do business. And I also tell people all the time, I wish I had social media when I started, because it is a gold mine for being able to start conversations and find those people that want your product or service. But they won't even do that. Like, they want to post pictures of their dog instead of having a conversation with someone, building a relationship, and making the sale. So that interaction, I think, is always going to happen unless your product is commoditized and, like, you're selling toothpaste, right? Like, I don't need to have a conversation with somebody to sell toothpaste. I don't need to have a conversation with somebody to buy my toilet paper, right? I know what I want. I can go on the computer, I can set it up, it can be an automatic delivery, and that's done. But for the things that matter the most in our life that will require conversations, some of those things are actually going to change and go away. Like, we already have the ability in a lot of ways. Like, I've been telling people that I've been using this guy for probably a little bit over 10 years now. I don't go into a dealership and buy a car. I tell this guy what car I want. He finds the car, the exact car that I'm looking for in the United States. He does all the negotiating. I tell him what I'm willing to pay for the vehicle. He comes back and sees if he can get a match in the price. The vehicle's brought to where I need to go pick it up. I go in there and sign the paperwork and I leave. For most people, it is an 8 to 10 hour process to go buy a car. I haven't done that for over 10 years, right? So that's kind of like what, like, blockchain and stuff is going to do. It's going to be direct to consumer, and it's going to leave the middleman out. And the only issue with it is that it's scaring the fuck out of the government right now, because they don't know how they're going to get their hands in it. So it kind of edges them out. But that's a totally different discussion.
Sure. No, that's great. Your evolution in this industry is interesting when you stop to think about it. You know, you've been learning and in business now for more than 25 years, spanning several decades. Different things have come up and different things have gone away. How have you yourself managed to stay current with those trends and sort of stay ahead of the game to continue growing your business?
The truth is, I always haven't, right? I learned from the very beginning. I built my business on building relationships, networking, leveraging influencers, but not in an internet way. I learned to leverage influencers by finding people that had influence over more people than I did, because I was very much unknown in the industry. I always worked from the perspective of how could I add value to them first, and then see if I could get them to then reciprocate that value. So it was speaking on stages. It was making thousands and thousands and thousands of phone calls, because, you know, my deal is you got to put butts in seats. You need to speak. You need to add value. Then you make the sale. When the internet came along, I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it from the application of business. It was slow in the learning. I did not have the time, literally didn't have the time at that. I should say I didn't have the time. I didn't make it a priority, but I really didn't have the time, because I was very busy building my business the only way that I knew how at the time. And I was never a good writer. I'm still not a good writer. I wrote my own copy when I had to do that back in the day, but I'm pretty bad at it. But even as bad at it as I am, it worked enough that it worked. Like, I was still able to put 300 people in a room based on the copy that I wrote and then the sales that I made to follow that up. So I was slow to that. I remember hearing people talking about the future of the internet, the future of social media. And they were talking about it in such an elaborate way that I didn't really believe them. Like, I got to speak on a stage with Gary Vaynerchuk probably 10, 11 years ago. And Gary was in an interesting transition. He was really looking at starting VaynerMedia. he was doing a lot of research into, he'd already done Wine Library, and I knew about him because I followed him on Wine Library. I was really interested in what he was doing there. I didn't see the cross application to what I was doing at the time, because everybody was talking about long form copy and speaking, and that's what I was very much involved in. So, but I was watching. I was still trying to figure it out enough. But then I heard him talk about things like these major companies going out of business because of the internet, and I didn't understand in my mind how that was going to happen. Like, really, how is the internet going to do that? But you also have to remember that this is prior to Facebook, right? So we had MySpace at the time, okay? Like, that was the social media, right? If people remember MySpace. We had a lot of different search engines that were competing for the domination of that market. And that was, you know, Google was just starting. So, as a matter of fact, it was interesting because it was like last week we got a thing that said Google's 15 years old. And I thought that's, I remember when it came out.
Yeah, for sure. Right? You think it's been around for decades.
But you had things like Yahoo, Ask Jeeves. Yes. Like, if you remember, you know, some of the older ones that were out there.
Right. Oh my God, right? Ask Jeeves. Yeah. I still have a Yahoo email account.
Yeah. So, I really didn't know how to make this work in the short term for what it was that I needed to do. So I kept going along, and I was doing just fine in my industry. My company was growing. Everything was going great. And then as time began to go on, and there were certain companies and applications that started to get a foothold, it caused me to start to pay attention and go, okay, there's something happening here with business that I need to pay really close attention to, because I have big goals and visions and aspirations for where I'm going. And it's not just in the business that I'm in. Like, that's the core business that I'm in, but there's other businesses that I want to build along as I go. So I started studying what was actually happening out there, and realized, with a little bit of perspective on what had already happened and how people like Facebook dominated, how Jeff Bezos dominated, how Steve Jobs dominated, that this is something that is, not only is it not going away, which I never really was on that bandwagon that it was going away, but it was kind of like, how is business going to actually do this? And I think here was another thing. I also knew that it was going to have its ups and downs in the beginning until it leveled out and became something solid. So if you remember the dot-bomb thing that happened in around 2000, where websites became overinflated and then they went to zero, it was kind of like, okay, so where is the business in this? Where's the money? Where is the opportunity in all of this? So it was a process of learning over a period of time of how it worked, what the trends were, and what did you need to become proficient in order to be able to use it as a tool to be able to build your business. And now, with the way technology is working, it's moving at such a rapid pace that if people do not get involved and begin to understand it and put in the time of study and application, that we're going to get to the place where it's going to dominate so much, and we're very close to this, it's going to dominate so much that it's going to be very hard for anybody who's just getting started to be able to be seen in that sea. It's kind of like, people remember when people used to think to themselves, oh, I'll put up a web page and then everybody will see me, right? Well, there's billions of web pages. Nobody's going to see shit. So then they learned SEO, and then they learned Google AdWords, and they were trying to figure out ways, how do I get seen amongst the sea of billions of people out there? The problem is that there's always what's called underpriced attention. So it's like places where you can be seen and the advertising doesn't cost much. It's effective for a small to medium business. But the moment major companies start coming in, they drive that price through the roof, and then the little guy can't play anymore. And they dominate the space, and the little guy can't be seen. So you always have to have the ability. Like, it's, when that happens, what do you do? How do you stay in business, right? What do you do? Send out postcards? You can send out hard mailing? That you have to have that basic sales skill set that then applies over to help you understand all the other different applications in business so that you can keep selling and marketing and making your business grow.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if in this day and age, like you said, with technology changing at such a rapid rate, if you stand still even for a moment and don't start forecasting ahead, it's eat or be eaten for sure. So it's interesting. And falling back on the face-to-face sales piece, as long as you know how to do that, no matter what happens to the internet, if it, you know, comes down or whatever might happen, at least you've still got that opportunity and you've got that skill set. That was your baseline. So you can always refer back to that, but also keeping an eye on trends and thinking to yourself, okay, well, this looks like a direction I can go. And I'm just always amazed at the access you have to people. It's crazy. Like, you can go on a social media platform right now and you can connect with someone across the globe in nanoseconds. It's just insane. So when people come up to the mic and say, I don't have anybody to sell to, that's just straight bullshit. There's so many people out there.
It absolutely is. And all it is that the people want to hide. And the other thing is that the internet's going to eat everything. Like, technology is going to everything the way that we have known it for the last 100 years, and the way that we've done things is going to be completely and totally obsolete.
Yeah, that's great. All right, so we're gonna wrap with this one. So we're gonna take out the crystal ball. I'm gonna put you on the spot here a little bit. So where do you see yourself in the context of this episode in the next 5 years? Like, you are obviously a tremendous studier and you've been looking at this stuff for years and seeing where this may go. Where do you see yourself in 5 years in this sort of rapid changing industry?
Just completely dominating the industry. Like, that's my whole focus, to just totally dominate the industry. I have, and you can call this bragging, you can call it whatever the fuck you want. I really don't care. What I do gets results, and it gets really hardcore results really fast for people. So I have always been of the mindset, we're not going, you know this because you've been with me for 10 years, we're not going to do it if it doesn't work. If this is not something that gets a result, we're not going to do it. There's a lot of people that do things out there that's real fluff. It's, you know, great, you know, you can call it intellectually masturbating if you want, but it's not getting any fucking results. I have always been about getting results. You know, I believe in the spiritual side of things. I believe in the energetic side of things. I also believe in the human personality and what needs to change to get results. And I'm always working on creating things that help people move through those things in their life so that they can. However, I'm also thinking about, how's that going to be done 10 years from now, right? And where are we going? What needs to change in order for that to happen? Plus, I'm also fascinated with a lot of different other areas of business. So it's not, you know, our company is not just going to be me. Those processes are being worked out. We'll be able to move a lot of people through those processes more cost effectively for them. And I'm going to be able to add value in other things that interest me and learn as we go.
Yeah, it's exciting because when it changes all the time, it's fresh. Like, this is all fresh and new. Like, what we're doing today isn't what we did a month ago. So just being able to be a part of that is pretty damn cool. So yeah, crystal ball. I like it. I like the direction. So
yeah, and it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. And it's you know, like you said, you get results. And I think that's what separates you from the noise, because there's way too many people out there that are claiming they get the results, but then you look at their results, and obviously if you're learning from those people, that's a big time issue. So I think it's really great that that's where you see yourself in the next 5-10 years. So thanks for sharing.
Thank you very much, T.
Absolutely. All right. So I guess you got your marching orders out there, everyone. Go out and be seen today. Thanks so much. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.